Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast, your go-to listening for everything travel. Here are your Travel Pulse hosts, Eric Bowman and Dan Callahan.
Welcome back to another episode of the Travel Pulse Podcast, everybody. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, a nice Travel Tuesday out there for everybody. This is Dan Callahan, Marketing Director of TravelPulse.com, joined, as always, by co-host Eric Bowman. Eric, how you doing today?
Dan, I am doing well, man. It is almost July. Happy Travel Tuesday, as we said. But the start of a new month, you know what that means. It's time for a brand new Travel Pulse webinar and Travel Pulse virtual events. First up on the month for July is going to be a great one. We've got Mexico Hotels Above and Beyond the New Normal. It's a webinar with Mexico Hotel Chains Association. The online event will take place this week, July 2nd, 2020, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. For agents who attend, you'll be entered to a chance to win some amazing prizes, like a three-night stay at a popular resort such as Fiesta Americana, Condesa Cancun, JW Marriott Los Cabos, the NH Collection Mexico City Reforma, and also a stay at Secrets The Vine Cancun that includes airfare provided by Apple Leisure Group Vacations.
A lot of good stuff happening on the webinar and virtual side as well. I think next week, Tuesday, July 7th, there is going to be a webinar with Oasis Hotels and Resorts talking everything about getting ready for the rebound. They're going to be talking about some of their new resort features, agent incentives, prize giveaway as well. They're giving away a four-night all-inclusive stay for two at one of their nice properties, which we have both been to, the Pyramid at Grand Cancun. So check out that. You can register for all these at travelpulse.com/webinars. Coming up on today's episode, we have our second ever repeat guest. We have Paul Smith of Travel Smiths, joined by his wife and also co-owner of the travel agency, Travel Smiths. Sally Smith is going to be joining us, two of our favorite people in the industry, travel advisors that have their own signature luxury travel agency of their own. They've been killing it for decades in this industry, very insightful, and they just got back from a week-long stay in the Cancun region in Mexico. So we're going to talk to them about everything that they saw, did, and a full update on what it's like to travel there right now and what you can do as travel agents to start selling that region some more. So we got a great interview coming up later on this episode. But first, let's get into some of the news that's been trending lately.
Absolutely, Dan. International travel is big right now. You can go to Cancun, as Paul and Sally did, which we'll hear about later. But if you want to go to Europe, you're going to have to wait a little bit if you are an American. Americans are not welcome just yet, as Europe officially has banned Americans when they reopen to all international travel July 1st. The U.S. travel reps have reacted to that, asked the president and CEO Zane Kirby, saying that banning all Americans from travel to Europe is a short-sighted decision that could have unintended long-term consequences. And with that, I have to agree with Zane. It's definitely a big blow to travel advisors. Europe is filled with so many popular tourist destinations for Americans, especially for summer travel. And then you've got, well, we don't really know when they're going to open up to Americans right now. We hope that things will be, you know, the quote-unquote shoulder season later on, the early fall set. Usually a lot of good deals around that time. That season is going to be totally different now as we're in a completely new normal. So remains to be seen what will happen with Europe. But for now, Americans can't go.
In the world of airline news, we've been seeing a lot, and we've been talking a lot about blocking middle seats. Some airlines are going one way or the other way on this. American is actually going to be ending their middle seat blocking. So they announced this past week that they're going to end that and that they're going to have full capacity flights. Obviously, if enough people are booking with them, they're going to be full capacity, but they're going to allow middle seats to happen on their flights again. And on the flip side, another major carrier in the U.S., Delta, says that they're going to continue to block middle seats. So I think that's something to keep in mind when you're out there booking, whether you're a traveler yourself or an agent and who you're booking with. If you want that social distancing measure in place, look at airlines like Delta and other ones that are keeping that blocking of middle seats in place. And if it's not as important to some other travelers, they're not going to go on a rant online about how there's no social distancing on their plane, then maybe American would be better price-wise for you as well, since they can go full capacity. So definitely something to look out for.
Yeah, United is also blocking middle seats on that. And then Southwest is joining Delta to extend the block of middle seats. So some different takes there from airlines. As you mentioned, Dan, sales will be definitely different with the full capacity on that. Something to watch for. Airline bookings are down right now, but new data does show. We just put a piece out on Travel Pulse up today that new data is showing the interest in flying again is growing. So that is good news. There's a bit of a positive takeaway there. So we love to see that. And some other crazy news going on right now that's really trending too is from the past day is that tourists are threatening to sue Antigua and Barbuda over COVID-19 testing and isolation. So when you get there, you got to get tested. You got to stay isolated in quarantine in your resort. And then once you get your results, you can go out. If you're, you know, your results come back negative and you don't have COVID, then you're good. You can enjoy your excursions and everything. But some people, I guess, weren't aware of that. Maybe they don't use a travel advisor, and they should, because then they would know all the information and stay up to date. But they came out, and this quote from the Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister, Gaston Brown, says, "Some guests are saying you don't have the right to put anything in my nose." And I just, that's absolutely ridiculous. If you can't adhere to the restrictions set in place from another country, then don't go there. It's on you. It's that simple. You are not an American anymore. You don't have your typical American rights. If that's how you feel about everything, that doesn't transfer to anywhere in the world. You've got to obey the laws set forth by that country. If they want to test you for coronavirus for when you want to come in and travel, then you've got to do it. If that's not what you want to do, then simple, just don't go there.
Yeah. And I think some other people were a little more fired up too about that. They actually had to pay for the cost of this test, which I don't see why they would think they're just giving out free tests, but you know, they're paying, each passenger would have to pay about $100 for this test to be done. They have to fill out a health declaration form, have their temperature checked, the swab test, all that stuff. Like you said, they get the test results within 48 hours at their hotel. But if they test positive, they then have to go into a 14-day quarantine in a special section of each hotel. And they have certain hotels that are opening at certain capacities, and all these different numbers is stuff that, information is stuff that you should be getting from a travel advisor. And travel advisors should be informing their clients about. But of course, people are out there like, oh, this isn't something you can sue over. Like, when has that ever been the case with anything in the United States? People sue over literally anything possible. Doesn't mean that it's actually going to go forward anywhere or go, you know, actually win a case or anything like that. But you can sue for literally whatever the hell you want. But it's really stupid that people are doing this. They should be informed about it. But people are also having their temperature checked daily in Antigua. You have to wear face masks in public areas, wherever you move about the island. Obviously, I was there right as things were starting to close down on my honeymoon in March. And I got out of there as soon as the island started shutting down. So I can see them coming back with the amount of visitors they're getting from the UK and the US there. You know, it changes island by island, country by country. They have the right to, you know, put whatever protocols in place, and you got to know what they are before going there. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. And if you're going to want to fly anywhere, you're going to have to fill out a health form, a basic acknowledging your health to the airlines. A lot of airlines, Airlines for America, the trade group that represents the major U.S. airlines, said on Monday that passengers will now be required to complete a health acknowledgement form during check-in for flight. So the requirement is for all passengers, and anyone that refuses runs the risk of being declared unfit to travel. So this is all part of the new normal. There are changes that are happening. You've got to stay on top of it if you do want to go travel by airfare. So in the U.S., though, another kind of crazy trend thing, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but now there's actually a big push from a senator and a new proposal. A senator proposed a new $4,000 tax credit bill. Couples would get up to $8,000 together, and I believe it's $500 per child on that, which is awesome, to travel within the U.S. and its territories. So you can go visit, you know, Guam and Puerto Rico. And I absolutely am for this. I love this. This would help U.S. travel and economy boost back up.
I'm probably on the polar opposite of you on this one, Eric.
All right, man. Okay,
I don't think it's the best thing in there for a few different reasons. The one way that I was digging into this and reading it, obviously on past episodes, you'll hear me say that hearing the idea about it sounded good. And now that there's an actual proposal in writing and really digging into what, you know, will fly with it, I'm struggling to find how it's going to benefit advisors specifically. But here's what I'm seeing and how I'm breaking it down. And people can send in their thoughts on this as well. Let us know what you think of it at podcast@travelpulse.com. But here's what I'm thinking. In where it says of what you would be able to get reimbursed for your tax credit on, nowhere does it say that you would be able to get, you know, a tax credit for spending money with a travel agency, which is what people would have to do. I mean, you'll get reimbursed for stuff for airfare, lodging, entertainment, food and beverages. But when you book with a travel agent, you know, I don't know if it's done like this across the board or not, but in my experience, you pay the travel agency. So now if I want to get that tax credit from the IRS, they're going to have to know that that went towards lodging, airfare, whatever. I mean, good luck with dealing with the IRS. My dealings with them have not been pleasant. And if you're relying on them to do that, I don't know, you know, if it's actually going to go towards travel agencies. So that's where one thing I saw. The other thing is it's a tax credit. So you would get it in the next year's tax returns. You would have to float up to $8,000 per couple $8,000 for a year until you file your taxes in the following year. And you're not even guaranteed to get 100% of that back. So I don't know who right now would be able to have just $8,000 to spend on travel and we'll get it back later. I certainly won't. But, you know, I think that's where I'm hoping more. And I think a lot of people are struggling to pay certain bills, rent, and a lot worse situations out there. I think that is probably more important than getting a tax credit for a following year. Something that I don't see directly benefiting travel agencies. Great for domestic tourism boards. Don't get me wrong there. Great for stimulating those types of things, entertainment, food and beverage stuff in certain cities around the US. Great for that. But I don't see how travel agents are really going to do something with this. And the number three, the other point out there, just a side thing. I don't know a lot of people out there with everything going on with the political, not this will turn into a political thing, but obviously Trump was the first one to bring this idea really to the table. Of course, I mean, he's heavily invested in the hospitality industry. Just something to keep in mind. But I just don't see for other than domestic tourism boards, you know, how maybe we'll see something else come out differently. I just don't see how that type of credit would be best for people right now and for agents.
You bring up great points, Dan, and obviously not everyone has up to $8,000 to just spend willy-nilly on travel, and you would get it later on in the next tax bracket. That is true, but there are reports that a second stimulus check would be coming out that could help for your bills and stuff, and if you don't have to spend up to $8,000, it's just the fact that it's there and knowing that you have that, I think would set people's minds at ease in the terms of wanting to spend money towards travel when they do get the money, especially if you wait until 2021, because this ends through, or this is good through January 1st of 2022, if it does get approved. So if you want to go next summer and spend a lot of money next summer somewhere, you can feel a little bit better knowing that, hey, I've got this tax credit, if it does get approved. But I'm with you on the whole travel agent and advisors aspect on that. I think the government needs to come out and do so much more for advisors and agents to help them in their relief and get a huge push towards, hey, if you want to travel, you should really use a travel agent. You should really use a travel advisor.
Yeah.
That's your best bet.
I've seen some comments out there saying agents, they would much prefer the government being able to extend unemployment for travel advisors more so than this, just because I don't think a lot of them are seeing how they would be able to get clients to do this whole tax credit and spend with them, because the clients necessarily wouldn't be able to get reimbursed if they book with a travel agent. On paper, it says that, but obviously this is just a proposal. We'll have to see if it even goes out there. There's a lot to come from it, but just two different ways to break it down and, you know, just read up on it and stay knowledgeable is what we always push on here, which is great.
Absolutely. We would love to hear from you on that. podcast@travelpulse.com is the best way to reach us on that. So Dan, what new segment here that we've been going for the past few weeks, continue on with it. What is our most read stories from the last week?
Yeah, since our last episode, we've had a number of different stories that people have really been taking a liking to. One of the best ones, which is perfect timing for today's episode. The most read story of the past week is entitled, "Here's What It's Like Traveling to Cancun and Riviera Maya Right Now," authored by Paul Smith of Travel Smiths, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes here to talk about that entire experience. But his article that he put together for us, very nice for him to put this together with photos, details, everything is up on Travel Pulse, and that was easily one of the most read of the past week.
Yeah, and coming in at number two, another popular destination that many Americans love to travel to, the Florida Keys and Key West. What's new post-pandemic? So key takeaway there on that one is a lot of interest was around the key takeaway is masks are mandatory. And that's a big takeaway that you need to know there. If you want to check out a little bit more on the resorts and information from them, check that out. It's the Florida Keys and Key West. What's new post-pandemic?
And the third most read actually comes with a slideshow that we put together in conjunction with a sister brand, Travel Weekly, of ours, is the Power List. This is the top 12 most powerful travel agencies of 2020. Obviously, this year is more different than any other. This is looking at the 2019 list, though. I think it's based on that numbers with
based on 2019 sales.
Yeah. So it's ranking companies with 100 million or more in travel sales in the previous calendar year, listed out the top 12. So I don't want to spoil any spoilers for anybody on here. But if you want to check out the top 12, view that on Travel Pulse. It's the top 12 most powerful travel agencies.
I will say number one, not who it is, because you should check that out yourself, but I will say number one reported $107.9 billion in sales last year. So Definitely go check that out if you are interested in that.
Definitely. Absolutely. So we, like we said before, we got a great interview coming up today, and I'm so excited to bring these two back on the podcast. So let's just move on right into that.
And now joining us on the Travel Pulse podcast, lovely guest of the Travel Smiths, Paul and Sally Jane. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
I'm excited.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us again today. We were just talking about on our separate segment here that we our most read article of the past week was one authored by Paul Smith himself. So, and it was all about the trip that you guys went on to, and that's what we want to talk to you about today. So thank you again for joining. You guys, for anybody who missed the earlier part of the segment where I was talking about it, hyping you guys up, you guys just came back from a week-long trip in Mexico. You saw 13 different sites in 7 days. So tell us a little bit, like, what was it like just traveling internationally, new different things people should be aware of going into Mexico, flying, anything? Let us know.
Well, we flew out of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia,
there's nothing going out of New York.
We're from the Northeast, so New York and JFK, it's a little difficult to get in and out of there. But we went out of Philadelphia. It was a nonstop flight, and they had, what, 4 first-class seats and 43 people on the plane. But it was very easy to go navigate.
37.
Yeah, it was huge. But now I heard that they're packing them up, getting a little bit more people on. But in Philadelphia Airport, TSA was easy. Everything was clean. They are requesting that you throughout the airport to wear masks. We went on the plane. You have to wear a mask. That's the rules of the plane at this time. If you don't,
then, unless you're eating and drinking.
But we got to the gate. We had plenty of time. But first, we started with the parking spot. We made a reservation. You couldn't do valet. And they had everything sanitized and whatever, and you parked your car. It was really very seamless.
Yeah, really simple.
Mm-hmm. And then we got to the gate and hung out forever because, of course, we were early. And we got on the plane.
And we only had carry-ons, too.
Yeah. But they didn't take our temperature getting on the flight, but they did ask required questions, and then they allowed us on, and the flight attendant gave us those little nice little bags.
Little bag, bottle of waters, bag of pretzels, and a hand sanitizer.
Of course.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
And they, you know what the flight attendant did? She did separate if there was people, you know, kind of clustered together because row 18, 19, and 20 were all like a bunch of people. So she separated us all. 43 yeah. people was all we had coming down. But more important, when we got to Mexico, they gave us paperwork before that and it was different because it was asking, have you been sick? Have you traveled anywhere? They asked, you know, about temperatures and things like that. So yeah. Paul filled all that information out. And
you handed it into customs.
And when we came through, there wasn't a lot, obviously, on our plane.
Sorry, immigration.
Immigration.
Right.
So we went through. They had the plastic up now, and everybody was in masks in Mexico. We rolled right through. They actually took us. Because it wasn't busy, right? Before we hit that.
Well, then they do the temperature scanner,
right?
As you're walking through the airport over by where the
in between,
and they brought us in Terminal 4 into the international,
right? The international,
because they only have one terminal open there that we saw
right now. Gotcha. But the temperature, the guy was head to toe, mask, plastic, and like a jumpsuit.
Full Tyvek suit.
Yeah. And but if anybody had a fever, they were going to pull them right out. But then they brought us over, and they checked everybody and brought them through and asked the questions again. What do you ask us about? Yeah.
So there's so few people going through right now, so they can test or check a greater percentage of people. So they basically asked us if we had tobacco or alcohol with us, and we're like, no, catch us on the way out. We'll have some tequila, but that's besides the point. So we got through, walked through, like, found our guys from Lomas, and they were right there. It was
with the masks and the covering on. Of course, had their signs out there. There was other companies out there too as well, but they were so thrilled that they were having Americans come back down to Mexico. But it was an easy process, and you could feel confident in traveling there, which is really important because that's what what they're nervous about is the unknown, right? And that's the reason why Paul and I said, we're going down because we need our clients to feel confident to travel and they know what to anticipate. So hence why we hopped in, of course, our Lomas transfer, which was a Lincoln Navigator. And of course, you know, they had the sanitizer, and Raul was our driver. Everybody had the masks on. We saw Pablo, you know, we did our elbow hugs, you know, what you're allowed to do now, but which is fine. And people, because you know what, the rules of the governor, you know, there's what, 33, 34 states in Mexico, and the president wasn't opening anything, but the governor proved to the president that Quintana Roo state was in it all in alignment. So there was hotels, there was a couple hotels that were open constantly. There was only two that I know about that were open that never closed, but they transformed their world.
Fives in Maroma.
Fives in El Dorado Maroma. And then, but what happened was the governor presented his case to the president, and the president said, okay, 30% maximum occupancy at the hotels. They weren't doing excursions, but they just opened them up.
They opened up Maroma Adventures.
Yep, they opened that up on June 16th or 15th.
Monday while we were there.
And they are allowed 50% occupancy on the catamarans or when they're doing different excursions. So they're limited, but they're starting to open up and flourish. And the governor pleaded his case, and he got it open, which was phenomenal. And everybody, to the T, every resort did a phenomenal job. We started with, as we scooted over on our Lomas Transfer.
The Moon Grand.
Yep, the Grand at the Moon Palace, which Adriana was there and her whole entire team. I don't know if you followed us on Facebook, but, you know, they had the little pads out there to clean off your feet. They spray down your luggage. You know, the hand sanitizer is everywhere.
Temperature checks everywhere.
Everywhere.
You don't get on the property. Wow. Even the drivers at some of the place had to get their temperature checked.
Wow. Yeah. That was gonna be one of my next questions. With all these different sites and the hotels and stuff that you were looking at, what was actually required? You started going in with scraping off your feet, having the temperature checks, hand sanitizers, stuff like that. Did any other, like, was there any test requirements, like negative test requirements, mask stuff, anything?
There is not. That what they do have is they have a form that you need to fill out at each one of the resorts. That they all have their own different form, but they're asking you where you have traveled to, what have you had any temperature, have you been ill, have you been in contact with anybody that had COVID or whatever. Everybody had their list, and the resorts are having you sign off on a disclaimer, which I totally understand, because if you're healthy when you're going in, and when you're leaving the country, they're having you, which we'll talk about that QR code. That's really important. That when we were on Facebook, yeah, people were like, oh my gosh, what is that QR code? What is that? Which we'll talk about. But they're having people be, you know, they have to take ownership, because if you're sick, you shouldn't be traveling. If you're compromised, or you are, you know, or you're afraid to travel, then don't. Mm-hmm. Right. But if you're healthy, you should be allowed to travel, even though we're at a level 4. Actually, Mexico's down to a level 2.
Right.
But, and it says
U.S. is still travel.
Well, U.S. is still travel, level 4 for travel advisory, but the airports are open. The borders on land borders, and that something came up in the news that they said Mexico's closed, and it's not closed. It's the borders that are closed that you're driving through, Canada and Mexico. But for flying, they're open. Mexico never closed their borders, and the United States kept letting these flights fly back and forth. So people are traveling. Our job as travel advisors is to give you and educate the clients as much as they can. Give them all what's going on, especially in Mexico, you know, what the Board of Tourism is advising for the clients to do, you know, and our job is to make sure that they know up to date before they travel, which is important, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, it's a completely new experience right now with Mexico, with travel, just in general. Everything, you hear the new normal is the key term a lot. So what are some other things that advisors need to know about booking the Cancun and Quintana Roo region right now? Any specifics about the properties that you go in more detail about that you experienced?
Well, the properties that we went to 13 different properties. We did two hard hat properties. We stayed at three properties when we were down there. We stayed at the El Dorado Maroma, which, you know, I love it. And the beach
never closed.
Stunning. never closed. There were some New Yorkers there and some Canadians that said they weren't leaving. And the borders closed in Canada, so they couldn't leave. But they adhered to the protocol of no restaurants open. They did everything that they were properly supposed to do. And I think it was, you know, 6 rooms or 4 rooms or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But they did a phenomenal job of transforming, even though everybody, I believe that the properties that we went to, everybody had high quality standards to begin with. It's just taken it to a whole nother level. And everybody's got their own name. Like the Grand at the Moon has Purely Palace. So they sanitize the room, or they clean the room and then they sanitize it. They do with the sprays, and there's a lot. We did have a lot of video, and I felt that maybe we should have did more video of everybody, how they clean. But they actually put a sticker on the door.
To seal it. And same thing with the refrigerators.
Yep, which was great. So they still have room service. All the restaurants, except for Unico, because Unico has an app already, that they have all the restaurant menus right on their app.
Yeah.
And I believe Palace has that too as well. But a lot of them had the QR, like you go up to the menu, you take open your picture at your phone, and up pops the menu on your phone. So you have that choice. Palace has that too as well.
Right.
And if people, Maroma, the Fives, they all had it, which was great, because if people didn't want to touch, and they did have menus that you could touch, and some were paper that they would throw away.
Right, single use.
Yep, single use. And some had the laminated that they would actually re-clean with 4 different, you know,
It's interesting when you sit down, you know, on a lounge chair, you know, 5 minutes after you're up, there's someone right behind you cleaning and sanitizing everything, you know, everywhere you sit and touch. That I found to be, you know, like the place just so spotless.
Yeah. Now's the time to go.
And the price is right. Oh my God.
And that's what we were saying too, with everything, is that you're going to find things in travel to be cleaner than they ever have been before. If you want to see the things that have the most highest cleaning standards right now, would probably be the best time to see that. And now Paul, you texted me a photo from your stay at the El Dorado. Now what else do you think about that property? What were your favorite parts of that property from the view of where you're staying at, but everything else included?
So, I mean, look, the El Dorado Maroma is probably, you know, it's on one of the top 10 beaches in the world. It's spectacular. Food's fantastic. You know, their whole GIVC concept is gourmet inclusive, right? So the food was excellent. The rooms were spotless. We actually stayed in a 1-bedroom presidential
beachfront villa
with our own private plunge pool. And we were right across from the Palafitos, the overwater bungalows, which, I mean, look fantastic. They have a private island out there. But what they've also done, because the sargassum has been, the seaweed has been, you know, pretty bad down in Mexico over the course of the last couple of years. What El Dorado and some of the other properties have done is that they've made a fence, out in the water to hold all the seaweed back, so that when you're swimming, you don't have stuff around your legs. The beach at Maroma couldn't be better. I mean, so Sally and I went out in the morning for a walk, and we walked all the way up to the Belmond,
yeah,
which is like 2 miles each way. And there's nothing like that beach at El Dorado Maroma.
That whole Maroma area is fantastic. And the properties weren't open yet up there.
Right.
Except for one. One was open, Catalonia or something. But we were just walking by it. We didn't go in it. They were actually starting to clean up their beach. And I saw Secrets Maroma. Was starting to clean up their beach, because they're opening July 15th. So that was, or 14th, I think it was. But the beach at El Dorado Maroma is magnificent, for sure. But that border is fantastic. I saw that the Grand at the Moon has now just put that up too as well.
So they've actually got a beach now.
Yeah, their beach actually looks really good. I was very happy to see that. What was interesting is that each resort was a little different in how they handled things. Like the Grand at the Moon is the only one open right now. And what they're doing is that anybody for arrivals right. that were in Beach or at the Sun or over at the Grand, over at the Moon, they were actually coming and they were bringing them just to the Grand, which was lovely. But the swim-up pool bars were not open. They had extra staff on to bring you cocktails, and Unico did the same thing. They did not have the swim bars open. But Maroma did, the Fives did, but they didn't have, there wasn't a lot of people in. Like I said, it's 30% max occupancy right. right now. So there's plenty of room. There's no fighting for chairs or whatever, but they separated the chairs and to a set, and then there's 6 feet and then another set. So they've got, everybody's got either the wall up, the plastic wall up, you know, divider, or the team. Cause we were at Barcelo. We went to Barcelo Maya Palace. We went over to now Sapphire. And they actually had a heat monitor instead of taking it like the temperature out here. Mm-hmm. You stood up to the like they have at the airport,
yeah.
an icon, and you could see your picture in a computer, and it says what your temperature is. So there's no lying. There's your temperature, wow. and it's good. So
and also the Mexican government is tracking all all the guests that are coming in and coming out. So they're doing a little contract tracing also.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great hearing all the different things that they're putting into place, different technology being used, everything like that. And when it comes to actually advisors booking Mexico, Cancun, Riviera Maya, the whole Quintana Roo region, is there any deals that you've heard about there or incentivizations that different properties are doing for travel advisors? Or like, where do you think is really good for advisors to book right now?
Well, you know, they're all running specials, but you know, like I, well, we looked
at 2-for-1 at Palace.
Yeah. Palace had a 2-for-1, but I think that ends today. But they, you know, Margaritaville Island Reserve, which is an all inclusive Riviera Cancun. That was the old Azul Beach. That looks cool.
Looks spectacular.
Right. And if you're a Parrothead and Jimmy Buffett, they have to play like every 5 songs. It has to be a Jimmy Buffett
song. Yeah.
Yeah. So the rooms look cool. They have a whole new concept. It's different than other all-inclusives. You know, they have a bicycle that you can either
blend your
smoothie or your margarita. Which was like, oh, we did enjoy a little lunch there, which was delicious as usual.
It was great. Yeah.
But they're running specials. I know the Fives Beach Hotel and Residence is running a phenomenal promo right now. I know that. They also have, we went down and we did dinner at the Azul, the Fives downtown.
That was Playa del Carmen. What a cool spot. It's the first time we ever saw it. Had a fantastic dinner there. They've got this cool rooftop pool that goes all on the edge, and you can look at downtown Playa del Carmen. You're 2 blocks from the beach. You're 2 blocks from Coco Bongo.
They have a beach club, and you could do an all-inclusive or your EP, European plan. But honestly, it's for people that want to be in the heart of Playa del Carmen and be right in the action.
And want that real downtown experience. Yeah. Very cool.
Really reasonable. And really reasonable. It was phenomenal. And
they've got that garden on the inside. So the whole inside is kind of open, and they've got this vertical garden that goes all the way.
It looks 4 stories. It's cool.
It's just
with these fire pits in there. So it's young, millennial, sexy, cool. The rooms are ridiculous.
And Marley's Coffee.
But, oh, and Marley's Coffee, yeah. That's the first spot that they had, Marley's Coffee, yeah. Have you been?
No, but we've written a few things about that property. So I've been seeing images about like that rooftop pool is unbeatable. So I can't wait to experience it one day. But Travel Pulse has covered that place numerous times because of that rooftop pool is definitely a huge takeaway. So just in terms of booking international travel and advisors listening right now who have clients are asking them all sorts of questions about health and safety and all that stuff. So what are some of the most important and actionable tips that you could provide to advisors right now?
All right.
Well, I would say stay in touch with your clients, right? Reach out to them. I think that's really, really important. Let them know what's going on. You know, I mean, listen, everyone's got a lot more free time right now. You know, reach out, touch your clients, let them know. And, you know, listen and tell them, hey, Mexico's open. you know, and kind of also take their temperature as far as how they feel about travel. You know,
because and listen, they might not be ready now, but they might be ready for the fall or next year. But, you know.
Well, some people have cabin fever and they just want to get the hell out.
I agree.
Heard that.
But there's some phenomenal pricing. You have to do your homework for sure. I have to tell you, because we are a signature agency, and our preferred tour operators for land is, you know, Travel Impressions, Classic Vacations, and Pleasant Holidays. And the rates and the promos that they are running right now are phenomenal. But you got to dive in. You got to look. You have to do your homework to figure it out. But the properties that we went to all are spot on. They all are their protocols are right there. And where we went, and I'll just name them off to you, the Grand at the Moon, we stayed at the El Dorado Maroma, Unico, the Fives Beach Hotel and Residence. We went down to the Fives Downtown Hotel and Residence. Oh, by the way, the Fives Oceanfront Puerto Morales is doing a grand opening on July 24th, which we should be there. I'm pretty excited. We saw Barcelo Maya Palace. Now, all of these properties that I'm talking about, the protocols are there. You can feel confident to send your clients there. We saw El Dorado Seaside Suites.
Hidden Beach.
We went over to Hidden Beach.
Hidden Beach. Actually got pictures inside Hidden Beach, which
you know that doesn't happen.
You were able to make it happen. I wouldn't expect anybody else. Right.
Yeah, we realized that the only place that you have to wear clothing in there is in the gym.
Right. And you know what? When you stay at Seaside Suites, you would never know that Hidden Beach is nestled right in there.
It's just like
43 suites. It's really actually adorable. But I was excited to see that. So then we toured now Sapphire Resort. And I have to tell you what they did start, what they brought there is it's called the Villa Del Mar area. And it's all the way on the south side of the property. They just put up this pergola and made this beautiful entrance to overlook the ocean for a destination wedding. And they made this a glassed in, so it's full glass on the front, so you can be air conditioned in the banquet hall area, and you can overlook the ocean and still not be sweaty, right? So, and they have all these swim out beachfront rooms now. So, if you book
six
preferred rooms in this area, so whether you're in the Ocean View swim out or the Ocean View only, if you take six in your group, they'll give you the Villa Del Mar pergola and banquet reception area complimentary. Huge. That's huge
for destination weddings.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. So, and they have a Catholic church that they just put on board. It's an open air Catholic church that is built inside the gardens. That's beautiful. They just added a water park there. So they've done a lot of work. They've done a lot of work at Now Sapphire, and the rooms are all redone over. She really looks pretty.
And they've got that whole protocol going on.
Everybody's got the protocol going. And then we went up to Margaritaville. We did the hard hat, like I said, at Ocean at the Fives Oceanfront, Puerto Morales. And we did a hard hat over at Nickelodeon. And that was like April or sometime in 2021. I don't know exactly when, but 2021.
Nickelodeon is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going
to be. That water park is going to be ridiculous.
I know.
They've started putting it up. You can see it from the highway.
Oh, wow.
And we have some destination weddings going to Generations and El Dorado Maroma in the fall, but Generations in July, at the end of July, we have a bride and groom going down. So, and they're at the Casitas and the Royale. So we went over because the Generations had just opened up and we did a nice tour there. She's, of course, looking beautiful. And I want to go back down right before the bride gets there because I want to see the Royale and the Casita. I feel more comfortable when I see things, especially for what's going on right now. And I urge every travel advisor, if you've got it, the prices are right for flights. They're inexpensive. Go down and check out your properties. You know, when we go back down in the end of July, we will be scouting out another probably six or eight. We're only going to be there three nights. So I'm going to squeeze in.
By the way, it's a slow trip for Sally.
You gotta fit in where you can. So yeah, nothing beats that firsthand experience for sure, and being able to sell that along. So just for anything you want suppliers that might be listening right now to hear from a travel advisor perspective,
I want them to keep up those promos, keep going to those resorts and getting those deals, whether it's a free night, giving us upgrades, you know, time sensitive, whatever, buy one, get one free. I don't care. Just keep them coming because we appreciate that. We, and you know, when
our clients do too.
Well, our clients definitely do that, but you know what? Because we're the travel buyers. We're the experts. People come to us. Anybody can book online, but they don't know what they're purchasing. We do. Exactly. And that's so important. So we appreciate our suppliers.
And that's one of the main reasons why we go down there, too. Dan, much like when you and I were in the DR, you know, we wanted to see the properties, wanted to go, you know, and check everything out before, you know, we actually have our clients go down there and feel, touch, eat, you know, and enjoy the properties.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And I think that's what we've heard from advisors too, is that they want to go out and do these experiences now to be, like Sally, you were saying earlier, be there and getting that experience, knowing what to expect, seeing how things are operating. That way they can bring that back to their clients and be able to say, I have this experience. I saw this, this, and this in place. So having all of that is really good. And having the support from the suppliers makes it all happen. So
huge.
Absolutely. Huge. Absolutely. Well, thank you. I was going to say, you guys want to, you know, put in any final statements,
I do, because I'm going to send you, Dan, there's a thing, it's a QR code, and is really important.
Very important.
Because we have a travel app, so we can download it for our clients, and when you're leaving Mexico, you know,
in the airport.
Right before you're going through TSA, there's no papers or pens to fill out any kind of paperwork. Now, some of the resorts are giving you that when you're departing, but if you don't get it or you don't ask because people don't really know, but we had gotten paperwork on it and I had asked at other resorts if they were doing the ones I went to. Yes, they are. But the whole thing is that it's a QR code, it's a scan. And what happens is that you have to fill it out, what flight you're going to be on, you know, and answer all these questions of, do you have a fever and all of them? And they will not let you through TSA until you show
until you
them,
show that, you, them
the- that you're submitted. Huh. And then they let you through. And I watched people panicking because their phones were not working because they couldn't download it.
Yeah.
So they were a little freaked out. That's
just
important.
Just be aware. Just make sure, you know, the other travel advisors that are on understand that. Yeah. And, you know, look into it.
Look into that. Okay. No,
that's for their clients. Yeah.
And great. I am going to suggest that the travel advisors out there to purchase travel insurance for your clients, even if it's not canceled for any reason, because it might be too late to have canceled for any reason. But if you purchase the insurance and if you do go for a COVID test 2 days prior and you become, if it says that you are positive, at least you'll be covered. It's not the fear of all of a sudden now you're positive,
yeah.
You know, so people should have insurance regardless. We cannot, if people are in our office and they decline it, and which nobody's waiver. Declining it right now, we have our
way. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Insurance cannot be an afterthought, especially in the era of COVID now. So thank you guys so much for joining us. How can people reach you? Give a plug for that. If anyone wants to contact you and reach out.
Well, listen, you can visit us at travelsmiths.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, again, Travel Smiths, and also Instagram. But you can also call us at 732-899-8400, or you can reach Sally at thetravelsmiths.com.
Excellent.
Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thanks for having us on again. I like being the two-time.
Yeah, yeah. See, Paul, you're crushing it for us. You're getting these most read articles out there. You're the second ever repeat guest on the podcast alongside Vicky Freed. You're in great company. But you guys always provide such great information and insight for us and our listeners. Thank you again for coming on.
Thanks again to the Travel Smiths, Paul and Sally Jane, for coming on the show today. If you have topics or suggestions of things you'd like to hear us talk about in future episodes, reach out to us at podcast@travelpulse.com.
And thanks again for everybody listening. If you have a second, be sure to leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. We love putting this information out there for you. So if you help us spread the word, more people will be able to sell more travel effectively. So that's what we're aiming to do. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.